people around here, do you ever see straight razors used for shaving?
Very seldom. I have.
Now, what about the long leather things that we use?
Strop.
Do you ever see any of those?
Barbershops.
Barbershops still have them?
Mm-hmm. Although they put Gillette blades in their straight razor. Yeah, and of course, I grew up, you know, boy, I'm going to get hold of you with a razor strap.
Did you ever get pop with one?
No. Generally, you know, visiting other families, my parents and my father didn't use one.
Say if you had a shotgun thing that you fired a shotgun, you might call a shell, shotgun mm-hmm. shell, what would you call the thing that you fired, a pistol or a rifle?
Shell might come to mind first, bullet, round, army, picking up there. I'd also call it a cap.
What about the term I'm after, some of these tape players, you know, that automobiles have,
mm-hmm.
the thing that's encased in plastic. What do you call that? You call that a tape?
Cassette, cartridge.
Right.
Cartridge is possible.
For bullet or
mm-hmm.
something like that. When you were a child, you probably played on one of these things, on a long board anchored in the middle.
Seesaw.
Right. And you said that you were?
Seesawing or playing on the teeter-totter.
Teeter-totter?
Yeah, I've also used the term teeter-totter.
I see. Well, what about the thing that went around?
Merry-go-round. There's another term. Merry-go-round is one of the first things. That's all that comes to mind.
Ever heard that called a flying Jenny?
No.
Okay. Well, what about the thing that you suspend from the limb of a tree, say with a couple of ropes?
Swing.
That's a swing. Can you have different types? Maybe with just a board to sit on with two ropes or
a tire, old tire, or your commercial ones, mm-hmm. all that.
Did you ever see the type that where you had a bag suspended at the end? You could just sit on top of the bag mm-hmm. and swing back and forth like so?
Mm-hmm. Maybe some dirt in it, get your legs around
right.
on top of
mm-hmm.
that. Or just ropes hanging on a branch. Swing out over a creek.
Try it.
There's another better way to get into a river or a creek.
Right. I don't know if people ever in this area ever burn coal for heat or not.
No.
But, well, let me go ahead and ask you this for the hell of it. A container that they might keep inside the house for the coal, do you have any idea what that might be called?
I know what you're talking about. It's has a lip on it. It's a coal shuttle.
Okay. Well, talking about maybe a coal burning stove or something like that, the pipe that runs out of the back of the stove, you call it?
Flue.
I see. Is that the pipe itself?
No, that's that thing that you adjust there.
I see.
Stove pipe.
Just stove pipe. Okay. Say something that a farmer might use to put an edge on his axe blade.
File, grindstone.
Could you describe a grindstone very briefly?
It's a stone mounted in as a wheel. Often can be used with pedal power to turn it. Most of what I've seen, you know, they're already on a motor, electric motor
right.
in my lifetime.
Well, is there a smaller stone that could be held in the hand to
whetstone.
That's for a whetstone.
Grindstone, whetstone.
Say if your car began to make squeaking noises, you might take it into the gas station, tell them to put it up on the rack and do what to it?
Greaser.